to talk.
The following program is brought to you by Winthrop University Hospital. It's the weekend. Be good to yourself. It's Katz's Corner with Dr. Aaron Katz and Dr. Philippa Cheatham, where you can get simple, straightforward answers to your questions about health, from diet and supplements to lifestyle changes. To reach Dr. Katz and Dr. Cheatham, call 800-848-WABC. Now, live on 77 WABC, the chairman of urology at Winthrop University Hospital in New York, with co-host Philippa Cheatham, attending in urology at Winthrop University Hospital, here is Dr. Aaron Katz.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome again to another live round of Katz's Corner here on WABC Radio in New York. I'm your host, Dr. Aaron Katz, and I'm live on a rather chilly, well, seems like months already, 1-800-848-WABC. That's right, 1-800-848-9222. If you'd like to give me a call, Dr. Cheatham is away for the weekend. Good morning, everyone. I hope that you're all staying warm and healthy on this weekend before the big weekend, the Super Bowl weekend. And I hope that we all remember to be mindful and are eating healthy during these winter months. Seems a little bit more difficult, I think, to stay active, especially when it's freezing out there. But stay the course, stay focused. That was the theme. I don't know if anyone's seen the Knick game on. You see that Knick game on the other night, on Friday night. But you talk about focus, and there's a lot of information about mindfulness and focusing and trying to get away from our Blackberries and computers and focusing on our thoughts. And I was watching Carmelo Anthony focus on his 62-point phenomenal game. And it was inspiring. It really was for me to look at someone like that, and to be really just tuned in. And, you know, sometimes you see him on the court and he's smiling and he's laughing, but on Friday night there was none of that. Even when he hit that amazing shot at half point at half court just before halftime, again, there was no high-fiving or big smiles. It was this game face on, this focus. And I don't know if you've seen Time Magazine this week, the cover. And the story is all about mindfulness and focusing, and we need to do more of that. A lot of our kids are not doing that, and I see that quite a bit nowadays with all of the technology. This past week, I was down in what I was hoping to be sunny and warm Florida. It was rather chilly. It was sunny, but it was rather chilly down in Key Largo for the American College of Cryosurgeons meeting, where I was running the urology section. And I've been a member of this organization for a while, and it's a wonderful organization for physicians and healthcare practitioners to get together at least once a year and talk about the latest and greatest of what's going on in the area of cryo technology, of killing cancer, targeting cancer with cold technology. And there were wonderful scientists there, PhDs, as well as clinicians, talking about the role of cryotherapy in a number of different areas. I was in the urology section. We're focused on the prostate and kidney, and we do quite a bit of that out at Winthrop. But there are also investigators talking about freezing breast cancers, and there was a wonderful doctor talking about the immune effect, the secondary immune effect that the body gets when you freeze a cancer, and specifically when he was talking about freezing breast cancers, and seeing that months down the line, the immune system has been charged, has been enhanced by freezing just this one area of the body, the breast cancer. And there were doctors talking about lung cancer, and I also gave the keynote lecture talking about targeted therapies, not only about cryotherapy, but also some of the new targeted agents that we have for a number of different cancers, for lung cancer. And actually, I don't know if you've read the New York Times this morning, but there's a great article written by a 36-year-old neurosurgical resident out at Stanford who has been diagnosed, 36, non-smoker, diagnosed with a very aggressive stage 4 lung cancer. And here he is. He's a neurosurgeon. He's a resident working on brain cancers, and now has been diagnosed with lung cancer, and was given just a few months to live. Basically, you know, I think they told him it was 3 months to live. Wonderful article in the New York Times today, saying that how he had hope and how doctors can say, well, we only have a few months to live, but none of us really know that. How do we know how long we're going to live on this earth? And here, there was a new targeted agent for his particular type of cancer that can, these molecules that I was talking about in my lecture, that can interfere with specific enzymes, tyrosine kinase inhibitors, mTOR pathway inhibitors, that can get into the specific genetics of a cancer, and he's responding. And you know what? He's back working. He's back working and taking care of patients. Phenomenal story, and I think that there's a lot of them out there. And so I was talking about not only on cryotherapy, but also on a lot of the targeted agents for leukemias and breast cancers and colon cancers, especially for breast. Breast was one of our first targets that we had for targeted therapy for cancer, using the estrogen receptor molecule there. We can target the estrogen receptor, block the estrogen receptor. We have molecules that can get into genes in the breast cancer, like Herceptin, the FDA-approved medication for specific types of breast cancer that are very aggressive, that don't typically respond to hormonal and estrogen therapy. And then, of course, I was talking a lot about the prostate cryo, because that's what I've been doing for the past 20 years. And there's a lot of research that have come out looking at freezing cancers, just targeting the cancer, trying to spare healthy tissue. You know, a lot of our patients that get diagnosed with prostate cancer in 2014 have these small little lesions that are probably, and I think, very amenable to active surveillance. Although there was a paper that recently got published for stating that African-American men appear to have more aggressive cancer. And we've known this for a while. And these particular men, you know, African-American men may not be the best candidates for surveillance because of their more likely to have aggressive cancers that harbor in the gland. And I think that focal cryo is a wonderful alternative to active surveillance. And these patients are done at Winthrop. We do them outpatient. It takes me about an hour, and they go home. And there's no radiation. There's no surgery. You do have to have a little anesthesia, but we target the area of the cancer. And it's approved by Medicare and all the insurance carriers, so you don't have to worry. Obamacare is still paying for it, thank God. Hopefully that won't change. But I think it's very inexpensive, so it shouldn't change. I mean, it's the least expensive treatment for prostate cancer that I'm aware of. It's way less expensive than surgery and radiation. And we can also use it to treat patients that have had recurrent cancer after radiation. There's really no bleeding and no long-term side effects. I mean, you know, some of the patients that, you know, are undergoing radiation, they get concerned. You know, will they have bleeding? Will they have rectal problems? Can they develop a secondary cancer? You don't see that with cryo. And I've been doing cryo for 20 years. People say, well, you know, do you have a long-term follow-up? I've been doing it for 20 years since I started my practice in 1994. So I think it was a wonderful meeting. And one of our young doctors went down and she presented. A lot of young women actually going into urology these days. And she presented a paper, Jillian, on our results using thermal couple monitoring, a temperature monitoring in the prostate. So when we freeze the prostate, we can also measure the temperature in and around the structures that we're concerned about. And one of the ones that we're concerned about is the sphincter. So if we keep our sphincter temperature warm, which is the muscle that allows us to maintain proper urinary control, and Jillian demonstrated that if our temperatures are warm, our patients are continent, and none of the patients require any pads. So that's a dramatic difference than those patients that undergo radical surgery. So I think it's here to stay. It's in the realm of targeted therapy, of focal ablation. We do these every week out at Winthrop, and I think it's here to stay. I'll take your phone calls, 1-800-848-WABC. It's 1-800-848-9222. We have Well, we have a gentleman calling from Arizona. Good morning, Art. How are you?
Oh, I'm very good.
Arizona. So what is it, about 5:15 in the morning there?
Oh, yes, very early.
Okay. Well, good morning. And how are you, sir?
Oh, pretty good. I just got my prostate biopsy, and out of the 12 sites, I had one with cancer, and I had 5 PIN. And I was wondering if active surveillance holistic approach might be of some benefit to me, similar to what Don Imus is doing.
Yeah, well, you might well be. And how old are you, sir?
72.
72 years old. And why did you have a biopsy?
My PSA for many years, 12 years or more, has always been around 4. I had slightly enlarged prostate, so I've been on finasteride. And I had a reading a year ago. It was moved up closer to 5. And then I had a reading 3 or 4 months ago that was around 6.
Well, okay, so you've got this one area of cancer there, and you're still considered by the National Cancer Comprehensive Guidelines, the NCCN guidelines, to be considered a low-risk patient, which is good. Go ahead.
I'm reading your book, and I think that's stage one.
Yeah, stage one or... we put patients into categories, low risk. So based upon the NCCN guidelines, you're considered low risk if your PSA is under 10, which yours is. You have a biopsy with a Gleason of 6, which yours is.
Yeah, 6.
Correct. And the cancer cannot be considered palpable. Like, you can't be able to feel it on digital exam, which I assume that was the case, correct?
They haven't been able to feel anything.
Right. Now, in order for you to get into the very low risk, what I would do for you, Art, my friend in Arizona, and I appreciate you calling me from out there, is to get what's called the genomic testing. And we've been doing this quite a bit at our institution. We would have to take your biopsy. You don't need another biopsy, but... Here it's the same concept I was talking about, looking at the genetics of the cancer. You know, you've had a biopsy, and there's a doctor that's looking under the microscope. I'm sure he's very good. He's a board-certified pathologist. But he's looking at a picture of cells, of groups of cells. Let's get into the DNA. Let's find out from your DNA, is it the aggressive type or not, and do you need treatment or not? So we can send your biopsy to our reference lab, and come up with a new score, because now you have your Gleason score. Let's get your genomic score, what's called your GPS score, your genomic prostate score. And that would give us a much more sensitive indication of whether or not you're now in the very low risk. And if you are, I would also probably get an MRI on you, Art, a 3.0T MRI, just to check and make sure that there's no other visible areas and that your capsule of your prostate, kind of like the peel on the orange, is clean. If your MRI is clean and your genomics are very low, I would think you'd be a great candidate to go on our holistic program. And much like Don Imus is doing, whereas, you know, he's doing great for 5 years, and I have patients that are out longer than that, that have never needed any definitive treatment like radiation or surgery, this might be great for you. So
that sounds good. Yeah, they're kind of pushing. I talked to the radiation people.
Oh, no. Radiation people, let's go. Let's get on the table. Burn you up. Let's go. Let's put you in for what, 8 weeks, 9 weeks of radiation? Is that what they want to do?
Yeah.
Of course.
It's almost 8 grays of radiation, which is really high.
Of course it is. Well, it's 80, but it's, 80 centigrade, and you're going to get... all of that radiation, and maybe they'll throw in some hormones there for you, too, and wipe out your testosterone. We'll drop your PSA down to 0. Wonderful. Great. Question is, Art, do you really need it? Do you need it? And you know what? From what you're telling me, I would do a little bit more investigating first and get an MRI and get your genomic score. And tell the doctors out there they can do it for you. And that's what I would do, Art, okay, before you go through all that radiation. But, of course, you go to the doctor and they say, well, you have the big C, you got cancer, let's go. And frankly, I think that's old thinking. I really do. And we need to be more mindful, and we need to be, I think, more individualized. And thanks for your phone call, Art. I really appreciate you getting up so early and listening to me out there. But let's be more individualized. Let's be more personalized. You know, we have the iPad, and now we have the iPatient. You know, the individualized patient with cancer. Not all patients with cancer are the same, and we can't group them all the same, and they shouldn't be treated all the same. So not every 70-year-old male who has an area of prostate cancer needs 8 or 9 weeks of radiation. I think that's nonsense. I really do. And I'll go on the air saying it. Oh, wait a minute. I am on the air saying it. All right, Sal, on the where are you from? Oh, from Yonkers. Good morning, Sal. How are you?
Good morning, Doc. Your reputation, like with people like Don Imus, precedes you. And I had a question. I know you know a lot. If anybody knows about all cancers, it's you. Do you ever see cryotherapy being used? And someday, does it look like it's possible to ever hit liver or pancreatic cancer?
Liver, it's already being used for liver, Sal. There were presentations there. There are doctors that are already using it for primary liver cancer and for what's called unresectable metastasis from the colon or other areas where there are spots in the liver that you cannot surgically remove them, and we can put the needles into the liver metastasis, into the solid tumor, and freeze it. Yes, that's being done, absolutely. Pancreas, there was a doctor there talking about the role of cryo in pancreatitis, in reducing the inflammation in the pancreas, but not necessarily at this point. I haven't seen anything about pancreatic cancer. I think it's probably on the horizon, though. You know.
Yeah. Thank you.
Okay, sure thing. Sure thing, Sal. Thanks for your phone call. If you're just waking up, it's, it's already 7:19 in the morning here on Katz's Corner. Dr. Cheats is away. I just want to let everyone know that we are continuing our prostate cancer educational series every week at Winthrop. And this topic on February 12th from 6:30 to 7:30 p.m. will be on bone health. Very important. You hear me talk about this quite a bit, and there's a lot of new information about bone health and the importance of movement. And that will be at 6:30 on February. I'm sorry, I didn't read it right. Yeah, it is February 12th. Boy, February 12th, and we're going to be we'll have a wonderful lectures from some of our senior physical therapists there at Winthrop. It'll be at 1300 Franklin Avenue. That's in Garden City. You do need to register. The number is, and I'll give it to you twice, 516-663-2316. Again, 516-663-2316. Or you can always register at prostatecancersupport@winthrop.org. We'd love to see you all out there. Again, that will be February 12th. We'll announce it again next week. But it's the second Wednesday of every month, and really has been quite informative for many patients, the whole area of bone health and what we need to do for our patients to keep the bones healthy beyond just vitamin D, calcium, and exercise. So we hope to see you all there. This week we treated our first patient in our practice in someone that had prostate cancer that had spread to the bone using the new vaccine for prostate cancer. The patient did very well. It's three treatments using a compound called Provenge. And this is a newer way of thinking about cancers in general. You heard about, I was talking about freezing a cancer and then stimulating the immune system. Secondarily, this is a process where if you have prostate cancer that's spread beyond the prostate, we can enhance your immune system by removing your blood. So you have to have what's called a plasmapheresis, where you go to a center. Some of the blood is removed, like you do a blood transfusion, and then we expose it to a prostate cancer antigen or a protein. And then we give you back your own blood that's been charged up. So we take the active white cells and we charge them against a prostate cancer and then almost form like a vaccine. Now, it's not the vaccine where you're going to prevent prostate cancer from happening. You already have prostate cancer. And it's for men that have minimal disease in the bone with a slight rise in their PSA. It is very expensive. It's, a lot of these targeted therapies, they're not cheap. This one here, sip a loose little tea, otherwise Provenge, known as Provenge, $93,000, $93,000. But the government, FDA approved, and Medicare approved. So if you are eligible, we have to go through a process to make sure that you are eligible. We are starting to do this, and the results are quite good. I mean, there is definitely a survival advantage, and that's why the government approved it. For a number of these targeted agents, this one is targeting your immune system specifically for prostate cancer. So I think it's an area that we're on the beginning. You know, it's a new era, I think, of looking at cancer a different way, and that's really really why I love the cryo, the one that I do every Thursday for our patients that are on active surveillance or have a small lesion that don't want to necessarily watch it, that are concerned, or even patients that have multiple sites in the prostate, they can be frozen using the new cryo technology. And it's all computer-guided. It's computer-based, based upon your cancer. Again, it's individualized. You know, so if you just have a little cancer on the right side, we can just freeze that part of the prostate. And if you've got sites on both sides, well, we can do that. We can do nerve sparing because we can see the nerve bundles on ultrasound. And you can see the pulse of the blood flow in the nerve bundles. And as we start to freeze the cancer, we can prevent it from getting into the nerve bundles. So the majority, not all, but the majority of the men that have this focal ablation not only are cured of their cancer, but are potent. And that's the, you know, the trifecta when we talk about prostate cancer. You know, we want a very low or undetectable PSA. We want men to maintain urinary control, which we can clearly do with this newest technology using the thermocouple devices. And then we can allow men to be potent. And, you know, some of the men do need to use the Viagra or Cialis. That's it's possible. There's the daily Cialis that we use, or the Viagra that men have to use, you know, maybe three times a week, 50 milligram pill, something like that. Just in the interim, not forever. Nothing is forever, right? But I think that is a wonderful treatment for patients, and it's outpatient treatment. I mean, you don't need to be in the hospital. It's not done in the hospital. We do it at our ambulatory center out at, you know, near the mall. And in fact, a lot of the patients' wives, they take the credit card, and the guy's going to have his prostate cancer frozen, and she's going out to the mall. I'll be back in an hour or two, honey, and I'll pick you up. And then he comes home, and that's it. And it's a one-time treatment. You know, it's not like, you know, radiation you have to have multiple times. It's the one-time treatment. The other new information in the last few minutes that we have here on Katz's Corner, and I thank everyone for joining me on this rather chilly Sunday morning. The other area that I think has been controversial in the past and seems to be changing is the area of testosterone replacement in men with cancer, with prostate cancer. And a lot of the new data is showing that even in men that are on hormone therapy. Now, I don't expect you to do this on your own. And, you know, if you're listening, you need to discuss this with your physician. But the traditional thinking was men with advanced prostate cancer, we don't give them back testosterone. And men that are undergoing, let's say, radiation and hormones, we don't give them back testosterone. But some of the newer data is showing that if we do give back testosterone, actually there was a study that was just published out of Hopkins, that if we do give them back testosterone, that it can change the DNA regulation. And the patients are responding much better and feeling better. Because, you know, when you drop your testosterone level, you really can have, you know, quite dramatic changes in your lifestyle. You know, men go through a male menopause, you know, hot flashes, weight gain, and loss of sexual function. So I think that's something to consider. And I also encourage guys, if you're going to get a PSA, also to get a testosterone, get a vitamin D, and get a C-reactive protein, CRP level. Especially if you're thinking about going on some of the holistic things, to check your level of inflammation in the body. And even a lot of the studies that are coming out, again, showing the role of diet and the Western diet and how pro-inflammatory the Western diet can be. And we try to get guys onto more of the phytonutrients and plants. And I don't think you can, you know, say, well, I'm just going to go vegetarian, because it's not realistic for a lot of guys. But try to get rid of the red meats. That, I think, can be done. I think you can go on to more of the plant-based diet, because that has been shown to reduce inflammation. And trying to take in more fruits and vegetables, more berries in the morning, it can be very wonderful for you, and antioxidants. I would take fruit just in the morning. I think fruit in the afternoon can have that sugar, and it's I wouldn't do that. I recommend it in the morning only. But the pomegranate extracts or pomegranate juice can be very helpful. The lycopenes, the stewed tomatoes, and then trying to exchange some of the soy products if you can. Try to take in more soy milk instead of cow milk can be very helpful. The phytoestrogens, you know, you're not going to, you know, if you take soy milk every day, you're not going to, it's not going to change your voice, and you're not going to grow breasts. You know, there's some low levels of phytonutrients or estrogens in there that can be very helpful, and a lot of the studies have shown that these can interfere with prostate cancer growth. So those are some of my overall recommendations. That's the music already, Mike? That was a half hour? That was quick. All right, well, that's it. Anyway, thank you very much for tuning in. We have a wonderful show for you next week. And if you missed the show or you want to tell your friends about the show, it's always on the podcast. Right, Mike? Thanks, Aaron, for taking the phone calls. And it's on the podcast at WABCRadio.com. Tune in every Sunday. This is Dr. Aaron Katz.